Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Cow in the Parking Lot: A Zen Approach to Overcoming Anger by Leonard Sheff, written with Susan Edmiston, is a self-help and practical spirituality book focused on anger management. It uses Buddhist and Zen-informed ideas in a deliberately accessible, secular style so that readers do not need prior knowledge of Buddhism to benefit from it. The book is built around a memorable central parable. If a person loses a parking space to another driver, anger feels automatic, but if the space is taken by a cow, the same event becomes absurd rather than infuriating. That contrast frames the book's central claim that anger depends heavily on interpretation, especially on unmet demands and assumptions about how other people should behave. Rather than treating anger as something to suppress, the book aims to help readers recognize its triggers, examine their expectations, and develop a calmer response to frustrating situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the parking lot parable shows that anger is shaped by interpretation, not just events. The book's best-known idea is that the same event can produce different emotional reactions depending on how it is interpreted. A driver who is cut off by another person may feel immediate rage, but if the offender is imagined as a cow, the emotional response shifts toward humor or disbelief. This parable is not meant as a joke alone. It is the book's main argument in miniature. Sheff and Edmiston use it to show that anger is rarely caused by the external event itself. Instead, it emerges from the meaning the mind assigns to that event, especially the sense that someone has violated a rule or failed to behave as expected. This makes the book distinct from approaches that focus only on relaxation or impulse control. Its deeper goal is perceptual change. By training readers to notice how quickly they convert inconvenience into personal offense, the book encourages a pause between event and reaction. That pause is where anger becomes manageable, because the reader can question the story being told about what happened. Secondly, unmet demands are the book's core model for explaining why anger escalates. A major contribution of the book is its practical breakdown of anger into unmet demands. Instead of treating anger as a vague emotional overflow, it classifies the underlying demands that often drive it. These include important and reasonable demands, such as wanting affection from a partner, reasonable but unimportant demands, such as wanting a specific restaurant seat, irrational demands, such as expecting respect from a stranger, and impossible demands, such as wanting another person to solve everything in life. This framework matters because it helps readers sort out whether their frustration reflects a genuine need, an inflated expectation, or a demand that cannot realistically be satisfied. The point is not that all desires are wrong, but that anger often grows when desire hardens into entitlement. By naming the demand clearly, the book gives readers a way to see whether they are fighting for something useful or protecting a fantasy of control. That distinction makes the method more concrete than general advice to calm down, because it identifies the mental structure that creates the anger in the first place. Thirdly, self-awareness and laughter are used as tools for breaking habitual anger. The book emphasizes that change begins with self-recognition rather than moral self-criticism. Readers are asked to observe their own angry habits, identify their personal buttons, and notice the patterns that trigger overreaction. This self-study is important because anger often feels justified in the moment, which makes it hard to examine honestly. The authors propose laughter at oneself as an early corrective because humor interrupts rigidity. If a reader can see the exaggerated or unrealistic side of their own demands, the emotional charge weakens. This is a subtle but important move. The book does not advise people to deny anger or pretend it does not matter. Instead, it suggests that many anger episodes contain an element of self-importance and that seeing this clearly reduces their power. The practical value of this approach is that it turns anger management into an ongoing process of noticing habits rather than a one-time cure. Over time, self-awareness becomes a way to reduce reactivity before it turns into escalation, blame, or conflict. Fourthly, the book extends anger management beyond self-control to dealing with other people's anger. Although the book centers on personal anger, it also addresses how to respond when other people are angry. This broadens its usefulness because anger rarely appears in isolation. It is often interpersonal and contagious. The authors treat another person's anger as something that can be met with greater clarity rather than instant defensiveness. That matters in families, workplaces, and public conflict, where one person's frustration can quickly provoke another. By framing anger as a process rooted in unmet demands, the book helps readers understand that someone else's hostility may reflect their own expectations and distress rather than a direct truth about the reader. This perspective does not excuse abusive behavior, but it creates space for a less reactive response. The value of this section is that it shifts anger management from private emotional regulation to social interaction. Readers are encouraged to think not only about stopping their own outbursts, but also about reducing the escalation cycle that happens when anger meets anger. In that sense, the book offers a relational model of calm, not just an individual one. Lastly, Zen and Buddhist ideas are translated into a secular, practical method. The book stands out because it borrows from Zen and Buddhist thought without requiring readers to adopt a religious framework. Its techniques are presented in plain language and aimed at everyday situations, which makes the material approachable for readers who may be skeptical of spiritual self-help. Rather than emphasizing doctrine, the book focuses on attention, perspective, non-attachment to demands, and compassionate response. This translation matters because anger management books often lean either toward clinical psychology or toward spiritual instruction, while this one tries to bridge the two. The result is a method that feels reflective but not academic, and spiritual but not preachy. Its practical orientation is also reinforced by the workshop-style structure behind the book, which makes it feel interactive and applied rather than theoretical. The book's strength is that it reframes anger as something that can be examined and dissolved through insight, not merely controlled by willpower. For readers open to a contemplative approach, that combination of Zen simplicity and everyday practicality is its defining feature. In conclusion, The Cow in the Parking Lot is best suited for readers who want an approachable, non-clinical way to understand anger without being overloaded by jargon or technical theory. It is especially useful for people who notice that they react too quickly in daily conflicts, feel trapped by resentment, or keep repeating the same emotional patterns in relationships, work, or public life. The book's main benefit is conceptual clarity. It gives readers a simple way to identify unmet demands, question their assumptions, and see how perspective shapes emotional intensity. It also offers a distinctive advantage over many anger management books because it frames the problem through Zen-influenced insight rather than only through behavior control. That makes it valuable for readers who want practical help, but are also interested in the deeper mental habits that sustain anger. Its most memorable strength is that it does not just say calm down, it shows why anger arises and how changing interpretation can weaken it. For that reason, it remains a useful entry point for anyone seeking a concise, accessible, and thought-provoking guide to emotional regulation. If you would like to support Leonard Sheff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.